Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, we continue here, E3 2018 coverage, and you can tell my voice is going downhill slowly. And yeah, this is Danny speaking here, and joining me is also Wayne.
Yes.
People know him as the camera guy.
The camera guy.
Of E3 2018 for GTR. And joining us too from Game Crate, we got Q in the house.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Danny?
Yo, how's it been? How's it been with all E3 appointments and meetings for you this year, man?
It's been pretty good, actually. I think it's better organized than it was last year.
Yeah, much better.
A lot of publishers are having the journalists come upstairs to meeting rooms to play games, to check out the games, instead of kind of fighting through the crowds on the floor.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
And I think the times for the media and the set aside times for the media and the fans to come is good. I think it's working.
Yeah. So, any games that stood out that have you seen so far?
I played Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I had a good time with that.
It's a good game. I really liked it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
And The Division 2 is... I'm really looking forward to that.
I know you're a Destiny fan. Huge Destiny fan. Let's be real, dude. The Division 2 is impressive. Like, I'm freaking excited for that game, man.
It's impressive. It made me actually want to go back and play more of The Division.
The first one, right?
Yeah.
Like, the first one, yeah, it started slow, right? Like, I finished the campaign and everything, and there was really much to do after that. So their focus now is all endgame. It's all about endgame, and I like that. Plus, the 8-player raid. How was your reaction when you heard the 8-player raid, man?
I was excited, man. I was like, well, I have to find 8 friends that play The Division first, but yeah. I guess you'll be one of them, Danny. But
of course.
And when I was playing the game, it just felt really good. It just felt a lot tighter. The enemies weren't as bullet spongy as the previous game, and it just felt really, really good.
Yeah, when I was talking to the creative director of the game, I told him this. I'm like, it feels like this was a community project. All the feedback that the guy's been giving you, the consumer's been giving you now for like the past couple years, The Division 2 is the reason why it's gotten better, because of the community.
Right.
You know, so, and he was like, that's true, man. Because 1.8, that was all the community, the update that came out for the first one. Have you tried it? The first one, the update?
I haven't been back in a few months, so I'll have to go back and check it out.
It's dope. But one of the things I asked him too was, you know, I got into this world, The Division, the first one, especially after the 1.8 update. I was completely lost. I didn't know where to go because there was so much content that I was just taking my time. Let me focus on Dark Zone. Let me concentrate on Underground and all that stuff. So we'll see in the future once the game comes out that I hope is more organized. I don't want to be like in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of stuff to do. You know what I'm saying? So
The other game I was really excited about is Spider-Man. So I got to play that at
Sony. You got to play at the PlayStation.
At the PlayStation event. Yeah. I only had 15 minutes, but it was still amazing.
So let's talk about that. What are your thoughts about Spider-Man?
I think it is just as good, if not better, than the Batman Arkham series. That's how dope
it is.
Damn,
you said better.
It's dope.
Wow.
It is dope. And they've just brought the Spider-Man franchise, video game-wise, to another level than the previous developers.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. And I only had 15 minutes with it. But it has the potential to be just as good as Batman Arkham series, maybe even better.
Did you battle any bosses, or was it just random enemies?
I battled
around the city.
So I wrote a piece on GameCrate.com. You guys can go to GameCrate.com and see my hands-on commentary about it. But I started off, you know, fighting some thugs in the alley, and that was fun. You get to just learn his moves and all that stuff, all the combos that he has, using his gadgets. Then there was another one where I took out a hideout where waves of enemies come. I think there's like 3 or 4 waves of enemies that you have to take out. And then you like kind of destroy that hideout, which kind of weakens the boss's control of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then the demo ended with a boss fight with Shocker. I don't know if you know who Shocker is. He like does shock waves on the ground and shoots in the air.
Okay.
And it was like in a bank. So I was swinging around the bank, trying not to get hit by a shockwave. And you can't just like go up to them and just start fighting them and punching them. You have to knock them with a piece of debris. So you use your webbing to grab a piece of debris that's laying around and swing it around a couple times and smash them with it. Then you can go in and hit them with a few combos. And, you know, it takes a few times to go around, and he changes his attacks after every time you daze him. So it was really fun. I'm looking forward to playing the whole game.
That line was ridiculous, dude.
It was.
It was packed for that. Like, first we got out, and there was, like, a lot of things to do there, like a lot of demos and stuff. So we were walking to get food because we had to go to another event after that. And, yeah, all you see is people running towards the tent where they had Spider-Man. So we were like, man, we wanted to play it, but it was already too late.
Yeah.
You know, but it looked impressive, man. From far, I was like checking out the
It looks amazing. It feels good. You know, the marketing for the last Batman game was called Be the Batman,
yeah,
or whatever. It's like that with Spider-Man. You feel like you're Spider-Man. You have his powers. You have his abilities. You know, he's a veteran. It's like 8 years as him as Spider-Man. So he has all the abilities. He has cool gadgets that he can use on enemies. It was really dope.
Like, Sunset Overdrive. So the world is pretty big on that one. And this is the same developers that worked on Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
So they said that this one, the world is even, I think, like two times bigger, I think, from the game.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, it's New York City. And it's just like seamless. There are no loading screens that I noticed, any loading. I was just swinging from building to building, and then all just going all the way down to the street and walking past, you know, pedestrians, and Spider-Man waves at them as he walks by and stuff. It is really dope.
Now, why do you say that this game, to you, in your opinion, is better than Batman?
Well, it plays the same way. It's very similar gameplay style. Like, you have your attack button, you have your jump button, you know, you have your webbing, you know, because you know, to swing and stuff, because Batman had his little grappling gun and stuff. So it's very similar. It feels very much like that, but it's just a lot faster than Batman. It feels like.
Cool, man. So, any other games you checked out before I start talking about Jump Force?
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent most of the day at Ubisoft yesterday, and I also got to check out Starlink, which was actually pretty fun. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces as far as like the toys that go with it, but once you're in the mix of it and playing the game, it's actually a really well-developed game, and I'm looking forward to that one too.
Yeah, Pete loves it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like, dude, it was a pretty good game, man.
Yeah.
So I know he tried the Nintendo Switch, and I believe was it Xbox or PlayStation? Yeah, Xbox One. So, yeah, that's good that other people are liking the game. It's really cool, man. Awesome, man. Cool. So, Wayne, I know you have a couple of things to say. I think you played Jump Force.
Yes, I played it, and I watched some of their like preview trailers as well.
Yeah.
And as a guy who grew up reading Jump Magazine and all of those titles, I am so excited. You were like recording the presentation, so I had to stay quiet, but I could not sit still. I was wiggling around. My hands were in the air, seeing all of my favorite characters and all of their powers like coming together. I loved it.
So which is the character that you're going to be playing? So far, the ones that has been announced.
Luffy, the Straw Hat.
Why is that?
Because he's my favorite. I mean, that's the show that I've been growing up with the most. I mean, I love Naruto and Dragon Ball Z, don't get me wrong. I mean, they're classics, but I love Luffy. I love One Piece, and he's just my favorite. He's so funny.
That's funny, man. Cool, cool. Yeah, so I know you were saying certain things about the control.
The controls were like super easy to like get into, because I've played some of the past Jump games before, and it's very similar mechanics.
Yeah.
The combos and Awakening and all that, it's very easy. Like one look at the combo list, and you pretty much know how to work your way through and figure it out from there. And it just, visually speaking, it looks amazing. And it just feels really cool. When you turn Super Saiyan or like when you awaken and stuff, it's just epic.
Now, was there anything from the presentation that you were like, wow, I didn't know that? Because I know you just play the game, but yeah. the presentation, there was more details about...
Yes, definitely. Yeah. The presentation, they showed us that they're integrating these characters into the real world. And in the past Shonen Jump games, they basically had, like, you could fight on the Dragon Ball Z planets or on the pirate ships from One Piece, but now they're actually bringing you into the real world. And in the trailer, it looked like a city, but they actually, in the presentation, they told us that it was actually Times Square. Mm-hmm. And then they had the other mountain that they showed us. I don't remember what the name of the mountain was, but it was like a legit mountain in the world. So I think that's really cool that they're actually bringing it to actual, like, locations.
Yeah, and one of the first questions that you were asking me, like, man, so what? The release date is this year, right? I'm like, no, it's not coming out to 2019.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But I just wanted
just a teaser for.
I want it now.
yeah. But look, so Calibur's coming out.
Yeah, all those other games are coming out this year.
Yeah, so yeah, you have choices from now till the day it comes out. You know, so yeah. All right, so we're gonna wrap it up. This is our. Oh, I say this lunch hour or lunch roundtable or something like that, because we're taking a little break. And yeah, stay tuned. We have a lot of interviews coming up. Make sure to go to gamertagradio.com, listen to our show through there. And also, what happened? You want to say something? Oh, Q. Shout out to Q. Make sure to go visit GameCrate.com.
GameCrate.com. You can follow me at Q_Salazar on Twitter.
Yeah, and also shout out to Apple for featuring us on the front page of Apple Podcasts. That was pretty cool from them. And yeah, stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of content coming up, man. So stay tuned. Until next time, we're out.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.